Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Sari Williams.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, the heads of the big three American automakers don't seem to get it. Last week, we told you how General Motors was asking employees and dealers to lobby Congress to support a bailout of the auto industry. But this week, when the heads of GM, Chrysler, Ford, and the United Auto Workers appeared before Congress, they made a serious public relations blunder. Each man flew to D.C. separately by private jet to ask for assistance from U.S. taxpayers, many of whom are facing hardships themselves. As one nonprofit watchdog said, quote, "This is a slap in the face of taxpayers. To come to Washington on a corporate jet and asking for a handout is outrageous," end quote.
3 years ago, activists from the Chesapeake Climate Action Network in Maryland held a peaceful protest. They felt that their governor was not doing enough to curb pollution from coal-fired power stations. That demonstration was enough to get them categorized as terrorists by the Maryland police. The activists were also added to federal databases of people to be monitored. It isn't just environmentalists who are considered dangerous. The Washington Post found that people opposing the death penalty, the Iraq War, and biodefense research were also targeted. Government documents reveal, quote, "infiltration of activist meetings, dossiers and activist political affiliations, and spying on individuals who have never committed any crimes and were never suspected of committing any crimes," end quote.
The California ballot initiative to ban same-sex marriages attracted widespread interest, including from the Mormon Church. The Mormons, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, worked hard to support Proposition 8. Pressure from church leaders resulted in as much as $20 million in donations from members, and Utah Mormons made phone calls to Californians on behalf of the measure. Supporters of same-sex marriage rights have taken note. Here's a clip from an ad publicizing the church's role.
Can I help you?
Hi, we're from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We're here to take away your rights.
We'll take these. Thank you.
Fact, Proposition 8 would take away the legal rights of thousands of same-sex couples. Fact, members of the Mormon Church have given over $20 million to pass Proposition 8. You can't do this.
Who's going to stop us?
One PR professional predicts that, quote, "For many years, the LDS Church has been an active force in the anti-gay movement, but these activities have mostly been below the media radar. Now, that will change." The Prop 8 boycott, if sustained, can have a serious impact on businesses owned by Mormons, such as the Marriott hotel chain, and even on the economy of the state of Utah, end quote.
It's harder than ever to get solid and unbiased information on scientific issues. A recent study found that science reporting is, quote, "more and more the direct product of PR shops," end quote. Universities, government research agencies, and corporations are producing ready-to-use media kits, complete with audio, video, graphics, and text. Those packets are given to newsrooms that have shrinking resources to produce their own investigative pieces. A recent example used extensively as a news story is a University of Utah press release titled, "Living Fossils Have Hot Sex." The material was used by Reuters, New Scientist, and the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Faken, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned General Motors. GM has a history of using a variety of unsavory PR practices. For example, in 2006, a journalism professor revealed that PR people working for GM contacted him to get the names of student journalists that could be invited to attend a company event in Las Vegas at GM's expense. The professor declined, saying, quote, "It seems what young student journalists would be learning from this experience is how to take a free trip and meals from one of the country's largest corporations," end quote. A GM PR person responded that she certainly hoped that the students wouldn't have been swayed by the free flight, hotel, and meals. She also added that 10 other schools didn't see a problem with it and had allowed the company to pitch their students.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.